It's back to the 80s in this new star-studded musical that just rolled into theaters.
I wanna rock!
Rock of Ages stars Tom Cruise, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Alec Baldwin, just to name a few.
And joining us now to talk about Rock of Ages, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Anne, good to have you back.
Hey, Sean.
All these guys with hair, Rock of Ages, big hits on Broadway, but does it translate onto the big screen?
Well, you know, it does in fits and starts, but I'm afraid it's a little bit more fitful than it's usually to my taste. But I will say this: Tom Cruise nails it. Okay, Tom Cruise brings it, and I don't think he's ever at his best than when he's doing these really fun, playful cameos that kind of wink at his own star persona. And here he plays this aging rocker named Stacey Jacks, and he just tears into it. And it's a lot of fun to watch him. And as you mentioned, Alec Baldwin is in it, and he has a lot of fun stuff to do with Russell Brand as a nightclub manager and his factotum. And they have a lot of fun. But, you know, as a movie, it's just kind of sprawling and everywhere. It lasts for 2 hours. It seems long, and it got a little tiresome for me. And also this trend now of having everybody's voice auto-tuned and sort of synthesized to sound just perfect, I just think it takes kind of the sweat and the grit out of it. So this is definitely kind of a half-and-half proposition.
We're all for natural voices here at WTOP Radio, Anne.
Well, I would be as gorgeous as yours, Hillary.
Oh, please. So listen, a new comedy, Your Sister's Sister, which stars Emily Blunt, also hit theaters today. Is that one worth it?
You know, this one really is. It's Emily Blunt and a guy named Mark Duplass and Rosemary DeWitt, who we last saw getting married in Rachel Getting Married. And it's by a filmmaker named Lynn Shelton, who did a movie called Hump Day a few years ago that sort of delved into the dynamics of male friendship. This is about friendship as well between a man and a woman, but also romance and family dynamics. It's a very small, modest, improvisatory little comedy, but very observant and great sort of spontaneous naturalistic performances. And Emily Blunt, I don't know, she just has a way with her, even in 5 Year Engagement, which was a completely different kettle of fish, but she just has such a naturalness to her. It's just a lot of fun to watch. So, yeah, I would give this one a recommend.
All right. Have a good weekend, Anne.
Same to you.
Anne Hornaday, film critic for The Washington Post.